It's time for our staff song pick of the week, and this week we've got Shireen Strausberg in the hot seat. She is our technical director for News and Notes, so welcome to the other side of the glass.
Thanks, Farai. I love being on this side of the microphone.
So what song did you pick this week to share with the News and Notes folks?
Well, my song pick comes from the soundtrack to The General's Daughter. It's called She Began to Lie, and it's by Greg Hale Jones.
Feline woman, feline, she drank coffee, feline, she drank tea, feline, and again the
It's a pretty great song. I mean, it sounds like a mix of new and old. What's the story behind the old sound?
Yeah, it's actually an interesting story. Basically, the composer, Greg Hale Jones, went and got field recordings from the Library of Congress, and specifically the one used in this song is from 1939, and it's of a cappella voices that's used as a loop in this song. And the girls singing are Catherine and Christine Shipp. They're sisters in a family of 14 kids, and they're from a small town in Mississippi. It's just really great how he uses this old recording and puts it with new electronic music.
So given how this was set up by Greg Hale Jones, how did he get the old recording?
One of the things that's so cool about movie soundtracks is that often film studios are going to have the budget to find a buried recording or something underground that nobody else might be able to find. And Greg Hale Jones was able to get this African-American hymn from the Library of Congress. The only reason the Library of Congress allowed him to use his recording was to take the earnings from this recording and make sure that it went to an heir to the Shipp family, which they actually did.
Wow, that is fascinating. And why did you pick this? What do you feel and like about the track?
I really love the dichotomy of using something very old and a cappella, just, you know, girls singing in the field outside, and using electronic instruments and live instruments. The composer added in banjo and harmonica and all this different drumming sounds, and it's that mix of old and new that I just really loved, and it just creates this incredibly eerie sound.
So how did you get listening to movie soundtracks in the first place?
I've pretty much been listening to movie soundtracks since I was a kid. I actually knew I wanted to be a film composer when I was 16 years old, and it took me about 10 years to get to this point. But I moved out to L.A. 5 years ago, and I've been writing film scores ever since. And now I own hundreds of movie soundtracks. And it's really great. I love listening to them as inspiration or just to keep up to date on what's coming out and new film scores. So, yeah, it's just so much great music on film soundtracks.
Well, Shireen, it's really interesting stuff. Thanks for sharing your song with us.
My pleasure, Farai.
Shireen Strausberg is our technical director for News and Notes, and when she's not technically directing, she's buried in her home studio writing film music.